What is your favorite smell? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I've never really liked candles. I wasn't allowed to light them in my room, so they weren't really something that I ever cared about. But nowadays, the gal that I share an office with loves candles, so we light them all the time. Occasionally, we have a bad one, but a few weeks ago, my coworker down the hall decided to light a candle that he got for Christmas. And everyone said that it reeked so bad that I think he got kind of embarrassed because he ended up taking it home at the end of the week. But anyway, as you've guessed, today's Devo is about candles. It's called Scented Candles by A.W. Smith. As Christians, we're called to share the good news of Jesus with others. And this is a wonderful thing. It's an honor to be entrusted with such a task. But have you ever been around somebody telling others about Jesus in a way that just doesn't seem all that great? It might feel like this person is bragging because they know Jesus and others don't. While it's commendable to have the courage to speak up about Jesus, we should be careful to consider the way we witness to others. If others don't even like to be around us, maybe our approach needs to change. In Matthew 5, Jesus tells his disciples, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." A person's witness, the way they share Jesus with others, can be like a floodlight, shining in someone's eyes, blinding them. On the other hand, a witness with a kind, gentle spirit is like a scented candle. As Christians, sometimes we're tempted to be a floodlight in situations when a candle is needed. Think about it this way. Imagine you walk into your friend's home and you're greeted by a warm, calming scent of coconut. Even though the smell is coming from a candle, it makes you hungry for your favorite dessert, coconut cake. Just as a scented candle can make us hungry for the real thing, a gentle witness can make people hungry to know Jesus. When we consistently treat others the way Jesus would and gently tell them what he means to us, they can see the difference he's made in our lives. Then they may decide they want to know him too. So, how will you witness? Will you be like a floodlight trying to shine God's truth on people all at once? Or will you be like a scented candle, gently yet consistently pointing to him in your words and actions? While there are times when a direct conversation with someone about Jesus is necessary, we should never do it with a know-it-all attitude. Instead, we can remember that we need Jesus just as much as anybody, and we can let our lives be filled with the aroma of his love and kindness, so others will be hungry to know him too. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Think about how you came to know Jesus. Were there any people who were like scented candles in your life? What did they do or say that was helpful? Consider taking some time to reread today's Bible passages and write down what sticks out to you about how we're called to share the good news. If you want to know more about this good news, head over to unlocked.org and check out the Get to Know Jesus tab. As you and I can read in Matthew 5:16, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Ephesians 6:18-20, Philippians 2:12-16, and 1 Peter 3:15-16 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you know that we actually have an Unlocked Devo app? Well, we do. Head over to any major Play Store and check it out. It's free, and I know you all love that free stuff because I sure do. Also, as a side note, I have the Unlocked Devo app, and one notable feature is that we don't send you like 8 billion notifications like some other apps, so you don't have to worry about that. Also, guess what? You're finally getting rid of me tomorrow. Dylan will be back talking about how Christians are
allowed to be happy? We are? That's crazy. I'll have to tune in for that one too. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.